Welcome to the Sixth Man Podcast. Get ready for anything and everything you want and need to know about the NBA's Toronto Raptors. Now, your host, diehard Raptor fan, Dave Lawrence.
All right, here we go. It is time for a new episode of the Six Man Podcast covering Canada's favorite team, the Toronto Raptors, and what's new in Raptors land. It's been very quiet. I found since the Kevin Durant drama has sort of ended with him rescinding his trade request, now that everything's peachy keen with Steve Nash and Sean Marks and the Nets organization, he's rescinded it. He's going to give it a try. He's all in. I think if he cried wolf once, he's going to do it again. Apparently, there's also a rumor out there that Kyrie Irving said he would only come back if Steve Nash rescinded his MVP trophies and put them in the name of Kobe Bryant. I mean, there's so much crazy stuff going on in Brooklyn. It's almost impossible to keep up with. And how will Ben Simmons react to all of this? Will he become the player he was always meant to be? What is he, 34 now? He's been in the league for so long. But let's focus on the Raptilians. Well, some news to finally tell you about with the season looming, training camp opening soon as well. Let's start at the top here. Finally, Christian Koloko has signed with the Raptors. He hadn't signed for a while. People were wondering what's going on there. But he has signed a multi-year deal to join the team. The seven-footer is signed a three-year deal with the Raptors, almost certainly going to be starting off in the 905 as a second round pick. I think that's to be expected, but he looked really good in summer league. I gotta say, he looked really, really good. I like what he brings. It definitely reminded me shades of Clint Capella out there, and it took Capella a few years to put it together. Yes, he was a higher prospect, but it took him a few years to get it, but very similar. Very defensive oriented, always a threat to block a shot or certainly around the rim, and a pretty impressive player for the most part. I think they could really have a good one here if they develop them well. Now, as we say hello to Christian Koloko, we say goodbye to another Raptor that's been with the team for a few seasons. Yuta Watanabe has left the Raps and has signed a deal to join the Brooklyn Nets, going for a real, for the most part, a stable, well-run organization with not much drama to the biggest amount of drama in the NBA. So best of luck to Yuta as he proceeds with his career. You know, that's the thing that we're going to get into with this team is there's a lot of position battles right now, which I love teams that have position battles and need to have that. You know, nothing's really just given for the most part. I mean, I know the Raptors have a few givens, but for all these other backup role guys who've got high motors, great competitors, it's going to be really interesting to see what they do. And we'll touch base on some of those coming up here in our season preview. Also going to cover just rumors. Knicks, apparently, New York Knicks interested in OG Anunoby was a headline that came out a couple of days ago. Yeah, you could be interested in OG Anunoby. Let's get RJ Barrett's name out there if you want to do that. No? Oh, okay, see ya. Because we're not taking Julius Randle. No, at this point, nobody wants Julius Randle. He's like become the Anthony Mason to a certain degree. Very erratic, hot temper. But a lot of players get that rap when they play in New York because of the focus. And, you know, I think a lot of Leaf fans, Toronto Maple Leaf fans will feel that as well. There's so much media. There's so much focus, so much scrutiny, so much pressure. You don't necessarily always get the best of them over there. But the Knicks looking to do anything they can to make a big move. They've apparently are enamored to get Donovan Mitchell from Utah. A lot of people don't expect him to even start training camp with the Utah Jazz, which means they got to trade him soon. But I think the Kevin Durant trade, well, the trade requests and stuff based off of that Rudy Gobert trade have really created this avalanche of just absurdity, right? I really think we're going to look back on another couple of years and go, that Rudy Gobert trade really messed up the NBA. When you're trading six first-round picks for a guy who, yes, is good, I wouldn't hate having Rudy Gobert on my team on the Raptors, but at six first-round picks, you've got to be joking. And all those players, just a complete overpay. And then when a star is available, like a Durant or a Donovan Mitchell, if that's what Rudy Gobert gets, then you have to exceed that. The GM who's trading has to exceed it. And I don't know. And I think the Knicks are just dumb enough to do something like that, to be like, oh, we need something. We need help. We need somebody. All right, let's do it. Eight first-round picks. You know, like I think something like that will happen. But I don't know how it'll ultimately pan out. We'll see what they do. But the Raptors, I think it's pretty safe to say they are set in their ways. They are set with the team they've got, which I think is a really good one. Ranked in some spots as fifth power ranking in the Eastern Conference and as low as seven. I don't see that. I think ahead of them has got to be Miami, Milwaukee, Philly's pretty good, but I think they've got a lot to prove. We'll see. I don't know if Philly's a far, you know, just a runaway with that top three spot. Brooklyn, I can't necessarily say is, just with the situation. Yes, they've got three good players, but we'll see how it ultimately all turns out in those rankings. But yeah, Milwaukee, Miami, so obviously Miami's Miami. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if I have a definitive three. Like, it should be Philly or Brooklyn, but it's not. Like, I don't know where they're going to go. I think fifth for the Raptors is pretty reasonable. And then they get to, you know, upset some of those teams. But that's the MO on the Raptors, though, right? They always beat the really good teams and then lose the games that they're supposed to have as gimmies. But hopefully they'll win more than any of those teams. There you go. Let's go for 60. Yes, I said it. 60 wins this year. Just shock the world. Shock the world. Look, we got a really good core that could get it done and some great supporting cast members as well that could really help out. You know, there's a player that I'm very interested to see what happens with them this season. And that player for me is Malachi Flynn. I mean, the guy's just been going off all summer, scoring like 88 points, 53 points, 45 points the other week with Scotty Barnes of the Toronto Pro-Am. Like, he's getting his shot down. When he plays out there, now, all right, take it easy, everybody. I'm not saying he's the Steph Curry 2.0, but he just reminds me a bit of that game. Like, he's modeled some of his game after that. He's got a real quick trigger, similar shooting stroke, and he's getting a shot off, and it's looking pretty good. So could Malachi really step up and really help us this year? But then if you play Malachi more, I mean, that's a true point guard right there. You could switch him a bit, and I think they really love the idea of Delano Banton being that point guard back there as well, but he doesn't shoot as well as Malachi does. So a lot of interesting position battles. We'll see. Now, out there right now in the FIBA qualifiers, Svi Mihalic was great playing in the FIBA qualifiers, whereas Bo Cruz, Juancho Hernangómez, struggled. So could Svi have a resurgence? I don't know. I don't think there's a place for him. They, you know, his option was picked up, but I think he's got 1 year left with the team, and then he's the odd man out. But I was really excited about him when he joined the team because we needed that three-point threat. But I'm sure he'll get a look, but definitely got to perform. And then all these other battles are incredible. So you've got, obviously, Pascal, Scotty, Fred, Gary Trent Jr., OG Anunoby. And then after that, Kem Birch sort of versus DJ Wilson. I got to believe Kem wins out on that. You've got Chris Boucher in there, probably going up against some minutes with Coloco for the most part. Mihalic versus... Well, who do you got? You've got Malachi. You've got Justin Champagny in there. You've got Delano Banton. You've got Ron Harper Jr. I think he's going to be sort of the focal point of the 905. A lot of interesting pieces out there that you got to see what they can do. Otto Porter Jr. obviously is going to be almost certainly the sixth man off the bench there. Very interesting positioning, battles amongst the team, but we'll see how it all pans out. And obviously you got Scotty Barnes looking to take that next step, man. I got to tell you, Scotty, if you put any stock into workout videos, and Ben Simmons has spoiled that for us as well because he posts, you know, these great workout videos every offseason and then he's horrible in the regular season. But Scotty just looks like incredible in these offseason, these Rico Hines runs that he's doing, the workouts, just incredible. He's just flying out there. Can't wait to see Scotty Barnes turning it on this season, which kicks off, of course, October 19th at home versus a very good opponent as well, the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, I was talking about that power ranking in the East. Cleveland's got to be up there somewhere too. I mean, they've got a great dynamic duo on that front court, Darius Garland. They've added some pieces. I think they look really good too. Boston was a team I forgot about there too. I was trying to search for that other name. Yeah, Boston, very good. People always sleep on them. But as Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown keep going, how will Jaylen Brown respond though, after being the subject and he was out in the media talking about, you know, he wasn't too happy about his name getting thrown around and trade speculation and stuff like that. They were going after Kevin Durant and you got to put Brown on the table if you're talking about Kevin Durant, so he should understand that. But how will he respond? It's going to be a very interesting season, a very exciting season. Can't wait to get it started. But the Raptors looking to make some big waves, I think. I don't see another addition being made. I think that this is also a crucial season to see where this team is at. I think they're going to be good. I think realistically, right in that 50-win category, I absolutely believe it. You know, as long as everybody stays healthy for the most part, 50 wins, not unreasonable for this team. And then a playoff run. But this season, I'm going to tell you right now, feels very eerie similar, like, to me as far as, like, that last season of DeMar and Kyle before they pulled the trigger on the Kawhi move. You know what I mean? Like, they've been together for a year. Now they're together for another year. How are they going to do in the playoffs? And how they do in the playoffs, I think, will really dictate any, like, sort of big moves where I could see Pascal getting moved if they don't do, you know, what's expected by management and Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster. If they have an idea of what this team should be capable of and they don't live up to that, I think Pascal will absolutely be moved by next season. I know this is really far ahead, but this is the chance right here to see if this is the group that's going to contend for a championship. And if it's not, that's okay, but that team is going to be built around Scottie Barnes 10,000%. 10,000%. I have no doubts whatsoever. What do you think? What should the Raptors do? Do you like this squad? I love them. Again, I'm going to go back on Otto Porter Jr. They needed some more outside shooting. He's great. He's a champion. He knows how to win, along with those other guys like Fred and Pascal and Gary Trent Jr., OG Anunoby. I think some really interesting things are going to happen this year. It's not typically Masai and Bobby's style to pull off a big trade by, like, a trade deadline necessarily, with the Marc Gasol trade as an exception to that. They're more of like an off-season sort of move type front office, but we'll see what they've got up their sleeve. We'll see how this team responds. Koloko's integration, how quickly will he grow? Will OG, Gary Trent stay? Because it's those two guys. OG and Gary Trent plus some first-round picks are going to get you a star somewhere. I'm not saying it's Kevin Durant anymore. I don't know if it's Donovan Mitchell. I don't know. But those will be the two probably moved first, actually, now that I think about it. But then if you really double down and say, that's it, it's time to build around Scotty after this year, then I think Pascal's days are also numbered. So we'll see. It's going to be really interesting. Super excited. We are very close, right? We're about 6 to 7 weeks away from the start of the season. It's going to be an exciting time. Got lots planned for you guys on the social media. So follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok as well. We've got lots of cool stuff for you with this upcoming Raptor season for Canada's team. That's it for now, everybody. We will touch base when training camp opens up as well and tell you about what the Raptors are doing. They've got a couple of preseason games in Canada, one being in Montreal, not too far from me, and it's already sold out. So it's going to be really cool against Boston, nonetheless. There you go. That's it, everybody. Have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Sixth Man Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow the show on Instagram at The Sixth Man Podcast. Join us next time for another episode of The Sixth Man Podcast.